thanks for tuning in to Mailbox. On Thursday, schools broke up for the summer holidays and summer is in full swing here in Prague. But Radio Prague keeps bringing you news and current affairs from the Czech Republic, and we hope your emails will not stop coming during the summer months. Let's hear a couple of our listeners' comments before we proceed on to your quiz answers. Brack Brown from Virginia comments on a political subject.
In your latest edition of Panorama, Daniela Lazarova interviews Vladimira Dvořáková about the reason for the Czech public's indifference to the strikes and the political reform package of the government. After decades of watching Czech governments fail to realize their political, ethical, and constitutional potential, I have to say that Ms. Dvořáková is spot on in her analysis. Why government after government and the media and the pundits and businessmen and many scholars have ignored the maladies that she points out for so long boggles the mind. It is long past time that her observations are taken to heart and acted upon. Not to say that public apathy in and of itself is not a contributing factor.
Tsuyoshi Usui from Japan added this postscript to his reception report.
I'm writing to thank you for the abundant information we get from your radio programs and website. I'm looking forward to the music program Sunday Music Show to be broadcast on the weekend. I enjoy the music of your country very much.
Raghu Arumugam writes from India.
Though I have my ICF shortwave 7600GR with UE antenna and advanced receiver research unit, I have to listen to you through the internet. It's so clear and reliable to pause and listen in our free time. The only thing it does not have is the thrill of catching you on the air. It was so pleasant to hear the signature tune inside the program. I would love to hear your one-on-one program's music jingle once more.
We are no longer playing our old jingles for copyright reasons, but you can easily get hold of this complete song. It is Crowns by Manny Mark. The tune is from his 1998 album, Push the Button. Now on to your competition answers. John Rutledge from Illinois wrote,
"The answer is Petr Ginz, creator of a small black-and-white pencil illustration entitled Moon Landscape, who died during the Holocaust."
Colin Law from New Zealand sent in an elaborate answer.
Petr was born in Prague. His father, Otto Ginz, was Jewish and a manager in a textile company. His mother, Maria Ginzová, was from Hradec Králové. He was an intelligent boy who wrote science fiction novels and painted the illustrations for them. By the time he was 14, he had written 5 novels and a diary about the Nazi occupation of Prague. But German law stated that children from mixed Jewish-Catholic marriages had to be removed from their parents and taken to a concentration camp when they were 14. The last entry in his Prague diary was dated August 9, 1942. Petr was taken to Terezin in September 1942.
Fru Glory Z writes from Cameroon.
In his field, artist-writer Ginz could easily contest top-place fame for the youngest of all time, dying in the tragic circumstances of an Auschwitz gas chamber at the tender age of 16. His The Diary of Petr Ginz, discovered barely under a decade ago and published by his sister, has become an international sensation in Europe and beyond.
Manoj Ayar from India.
Moon Landscape, a painting by Petr Ginz, who died tragically at Auschwitz, was carried by Israel's first astronaut, Ilan Ramon, the son of a Holocaust survivor.
Also from India, Raghu Arumugam writes,
Petr Ginz was born in Prague to a Jewish family. He proved to be an all-around talented boy at his elementary school level and contributed his arts to the school magazine. On October 24, 1942, he was deported to the Terezin ghetto, where he continued writing and drawing pictures, which were saved thanks to his friend who survived the Nazi terrors. His pictures are still preserved in the Yad Vashem Art Museum in Jerusalem, Israel. Czech Post has given acknowledgement for his great efforts in a tiny stamp. His art was carried by Columbia STS-107 by the Israeli astronaut Ilan Ramon, and the major aim was to fulfill the desire of Petr Ginz after 58 years. Thanks to the Internet and Radio Prague for such precious details.
Mary Lou Krennick from Texas wrote,
To get the answer for this month's competition, I had to rely on my memory a little. The disaster was the Space Shuttle Columbia, which broke apart over Texas on February 1, 2003, and the artist was Peter Ginz. Peter Ginz was born in Prague in 1928. He spent his adolescence in the children's home in the Terezin concentration camp. He was talented at writing and drawing. By age 14, he had written 5 novels, along with other writings and drawings. He edited the youth newspaper, Veden. On September 28, 1944, he was put on a train to Auschwitz and sent to his death. The Czech Republic is paying homage to the teenager by publishing the recently found diaries with his younger surviving sister Hava Pressburger. It was titled My Brother's Diary. The diary was published in Czech, Spanish, and English in April 2007. In English, it was published as The Diary of Peter Ginz, 1941-1942. The diary entries, poems, and drawings offer insights into the reality of everyday life of Jews in wartime Prague.
M. Ganesan from the Indian state of Goa wrote,
Mr. Peter Ginz was the Czech Jewish artist whose copy of the drawing Moon Landscape was taken by an Israeli astronaut, Ilan Ramon, on the American space shuttle Columbia. Columbia was destroyed in a disaster on February 1, 2003. Shortly after the explosion of the space shuttle Columbia, in which Ramon perished with the rest of the crew, a woman saw the picture on her television screen in Prague and let the world know she had Ginz's diaries. Mr. Peter Ginz was born on the 1st of February, 1928, and died on September 28, 1944, at the age of 16, when he was transferred to the Auschwitz concentration camp. A very intelligent boy, Peter Ginz wrote 5 novels, including From Prague to China, Around the World in 1 Second, and so on, with his own illustrations.
Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark wrote,
In 2003, the Israeli astronaut Ilan Ramon decided to take a copy of the drawing of the moon landscape by Peter Ginz, who did this drawing while he was in a concentration camp, Terezin, when he was only a boy. He was killed by the Nazis, and the copy of the drawing was destroyed with the American space shuttle Columbia.
This answer is from Charles Konecny from Ohio.
Peter was a gifted boy who excelled in writing many articles, stories, and novels, and he was also known for his art. Even though he made it only to the age of 16 and his life was made rugged by the Nazis, it is remarkable that he accomplished so much. It is also interesting to note his interest in the Esperanto language, which I never knew existed. Another thing could be said of Peter was that even though he was sent to the concentration camp, he continued his efforts in drawing and writing articles and a newsletter for the camp until Auschwitz ended his young life. To borrow from a refrain, Peter, we hardly knew you.
Thank you very much for your answers. For your information, in recent years, Radio Prague has broadcast a number of programs dedicated to Peter Ginz, which are still available on our website. All you need to do to access them is enter the name Ginz in the search box on our website. Of course, I need to announce the lucky winner who will be sent a Radio Prague parcel. This time, the prize goes to Mary Lou Krennick from the United States. My congratulations to Mary Lou. Those who haven't been lucky this time can give it another try in July. We are looking for the name of a Prague-born novelist who left the country at the age of 22 and moved to England in 1938. She later lived in India, France, Switzerland, and other European countries and died in Italy in 2006, having published a number of novels and a travel book. Please send us her name to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Your comments are also welcome at the same addresses. Mailbox will be back again on July 16th. Until then, take care.
Thank you, Pavla.